He should be list every... First on the list every year for the 10 most watchable men. In your lifetime, you may never rent Gone with the Wind and watch that baby. But sooner or later in your life, you will rent one of John Holmes' masterpieces. Now you won't see them at the film festival at Cannes. No, they won't be run on WETA or Masterpiece Theatre. But by God, they're works of art. John Holmes. Now there's a man watched. You see, you'll eat a bowl of Wheaties when you're watching Miami Vice. Somebody'll talk to you. You'll look away when Don Johnson's acting. When John Holmes is acting, nobody looks away. People like get on their knees in front of the TV set and they watch. They watch so they can drink in the vivid vascularity. There's no one. I cannot stare open-mouthedly in awe. Yes, why do we men even watch him? Why must we be reminded of our ultimate inadequacies?
But yet we can't help but stop.
Sooner or later you'll run into him. There you'll be, sipping punch at a bachelor party. You'll look over on the TV and someone will pop in a cassette. And there'll be Johnny. Or sooner or later you'll be at a bachelorette party. Giggling, the girls pump in. Maybe John Holmes' most classic movie, A Wet Summer Night's Dream. Oh. And you'll stare open-mouthedly. You'll wonder if you should go through with the wedding. You'll wonder if you could live life with a mere pittance of what could be. Yes. I've long been fascinated by the man. I've long had this hatred. Hatred of John Holmes. I rent that movie and I look over. I look over at my baby with a glazed look in her face. I look at her. Tears come out of my eyes. I say, baby, look at this. She looks at me, she looks at the TV set and then says, since dreamed of bursting in on John Holmes' movie set when him and Marilyn Chambers are together and say, all right, you slime dog! Now you gotta pay! Yeah! Don't worry, Marilyn, I won't hurt you, just hold still. All right, we're halfway through. Ding dong, the king is dead. Should it be ding king, the dong is dead. What I did do once, knowing full well, I might be able to find out where they shoot the movie, but I'd never get on the set with a chainsaw. And shooting is too good for them. That's what I did was, I went out and I bought an attack dog. An attack dog specially trained. Oh, here's me and snarling. Most attack dogs are trained to go for the throats, but this baby was trained to go for the hydraulics. Yeah, buddy! I took him on an airplane with me to California. While everybody was waiting for their luggage, I was waiting for the dog to come out of the special doggy compartment. Sure enough, there was his cage. Yeah. I said, easy, boy, easy. You're gonna eat soon, boy. I found that stinking, sleazy studio in Santa Monica where John Holmes works out of. I knocked on the door and some really big, burly guy was there. Said, hey, buddy, you can't go in there. I said, okay. But all I wanted was the door to be open. Because when he opened the door, I undid that leash. And that dog took off like a shot! Like a shot, that dog took off! The guy turned around and said, hey, get that dog. That dog can't go in there. And I followed behind. And sure enough, the dog ran right onto the set. Knock it over the camera. Knock it over the lights. Found it right up there on the mattress. I said, get a boy. Get a boy. It ran. And sure enough, John Holmes was 10 hot with his hands folded behind his head at the time. He didn't even make a move to get away. That dog just reached out and... clang with his jaws, and then the dog looked at me and went, yeah. I said, oh, quiet, outlaw, you call yourself an attack dog?
Get back there! Get back! I want my money back on that dog, for crying out loud!